Now, as we come to the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John, we are going to make the visit that I've mentioned several times, and that is the visit to the home of Lazarus and Mary and Martha in Bethany. And it reveals many things, and one of the things, it's the fact that our Lord put a great emphasis on the home and upon marriage. In the Gospel of John, he opens his public ministry in a wedding in Cana of Galilee. He closes his public ministry by a visit to this home. So our Lord put a great emphasis upon the home, the Christian home, and the home that is a godly home and a marriage that has the blessing of God upon it. Now, this is a very lovely picture that is given to us here, and I begin reading it, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. This is a very beautiful picture that we have here. This is a delightful dinner at Bethany, the supper that is in the home of Lazarus. Now, will you notice the three that are there? Lazarus, who's been raised from the dead, he's in fellowship with Christ. And this is the picture that our Lord would give when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And this man now is brought into fellowship with Christ. He's been raised from the dead physically, but you and I are brought into fellowship with Christ through a spiritual resurrection. And that is, you and I were dead in trespasses and sins. We had no knowledge of him, nor did we have any fellowship with him. But he that believeth on him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, he shall never die. And so here's Lazarus in fellowship with the Lord Jesus. What a picture that we have here. Then we have something else. We have Martha serving. Lord bless her. She's always serving. Everywhere you find Martha, she's putting on a meal. That's her gift. And I think it's a gift of the Holy Spirit to many today. And here's Mary sitting at his feet. And this is a marvelous picture of today, those that are his own. It's the home. I have made this statement many times in my ministry, and I continue to make it. The church began in the home. It may end in the home. Many of these great churches today are turning away from God, turning away from the things of God. They're no longer a place of delightful fellowship and blessing. They happen to be a place where activities carried on, and a false sort of fellowship is harped upon all the time. But it's not really there. Here is Lazarus raised from the dead, and he's in fellowship with the Lord Jesus there in the home. And Mary is sitting at his feet. She's learning. If we're to have fellowship with him, we must know him. Know him as Savior, and then grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. That's what she's doing. Mary is sitting at his feet. It's the place of adoration. It's the place of worship. And then Martha's serving, and believe me, today a great many folk talk about fellowship, and they also talk about learning, and they're generally doing a great deal of sitting, but they do very little serving. All three are essential, and it should be a picture of the church today. What a picture we have here. Now, our attention is called to the fact that Mary here has anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. There are those that try to synchronize this incident with the woman who was the harlot that washed Jesus' feet. I think that you'll have trouble with Mary someday over that. This is an altogether different incident. If you consider the details, you'll find out that the only similarity that we have is that the Lord Jesus had his feet washed by tears and his feet anointed with the ointment. And the hair of the women in both cases was used. And we are told that the odor of the ointment just filled their place. Delightful, you know.